Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams right here on Republic Tonight. And, tonight I guess what's on everybody's mind, at least almost everybody's mind, is the Super Tuesday results in the primaries and caucuses. And very interesting, the question raised by one of the controlled media, interestingly enough, was your vote counted? An expert assesses how different technologies worked at the polls. And, of course, you can find this from Newsweek and MSNBC inside Super Tuesday. Now, we're waiting to hear from our expert analyst here on our own network program, Dr. Kasem Khalil. And as soon as we get the go-ahead, we will join him all the way from across the ocean, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we're looking at the projected results in some cases. And what's interesting about California, the state, of course, with the most delegates, is that they have eliminated touchscreen voting results, and they have gone with a total paper trail. So I think that that was because of the protests that you put up over the fact that the voting machines cannot be trusted at all. And indeed, you know, at the risk of sounding like so-called rednecks and conspiracy kooks, yes, we were the first to talk about touchscreen voting. We in the alternative real media talk about the fraud of the computer program vote and how it has resulted in skewered election results for a long time now. And that has finally reached into the alleged mainstream media, I'm very happy to report. Although it's not amounting to anything, because while there's talk about it and there are questions being raised, nothing is being done about it. Literally, nothing is being done about it whatsoever. And it's here to stay. And the federal government is ensuring that more of the same will be the order of the day, I'm afraid, in the future elections, if we can last that long as a republic. So anyway, from the National Baloney Company News, the projected winners, as they say, in Alabama, Huckabee and Obama. In Arkansas, Clinton and Huckstabee. Let's see now. Here in Connecticut, McCain and Obama. Delaware, McCain and Obama. Georgia, Obama. Illinois, McCain, Obama. Kansas, Obama. Taxachusetts, or Massachusetts, whichever, Clinton and Romney. Romney's home state, of course, his state that he was governor in, anyway. New Jersey, Clinton and McCain. New York, Clinton, McCain. North Dakota, Obama. And Utah, of course, Romney and Obama. West Virginia, Huckabee, but at least three of the votes, delegate votes, go to Ron Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have enough of the vote tally here to see the breakdown, at least I don't, and hopefully we will hear from Dr. K momentarily, and he can join me. But meantime, of course, you can join me, Rick Adams, tonight on the program at 800-313-9443. That's the number to join us at as we continue to do the program every weeknight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned for more just ahead.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
All right. I'm back, Rick Adams, and I believe that little Manny here has managed to pull it off. And we have, or is it Big Manny? Anyway, I think we have him on the line right now. Dr. Kasim Khalil from the UK. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. How are you doing?
All right. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great. Hey, you have the nicest producer. He's just sweet.
Oh, I'm glad,
you know?
I'm glad somebody's getting paid to say that.
That's
all
it.
Right. Anyway.
Hey,
what do you think about the primaries and the caucuses? My goodness, what have you been up to here? What have you been seeing?
I've got my feet on the ground. I did an exit poll. I'm here now, you know.
And you're back home now?
Yeah.
You're back in the U.S. of A,
In the U.S. of A. So,
right.
So I did an exit poll at two different places in Illinois.
Because I know you had a vote. You know, I know you had to go through the process.
Right. And I'd done an absentee vote because I didn't know. And so feet on the ground,
mm-hmm.
doing an exit poll. And it's interesting because you've got this pylon that says no electioneering past this point, right? So, and everybody mm-hmm. obeys that because we got a lot of neat people in the United States, and they love the land of the law, and they obey the law. And but I did get a chance to ask questions, which was, okay, was media or research your main source for your selection? And about half the people pretty much admitted they don't have time, and whatever the media was doing was influencing their choices. A number of people said, I'm doing defensive voting because I can't stand Mrs. So-and-so, and so I'm pushing the other guy up. And that was a very common statement, by the way, that, you know, I can't stand Mr. So-and-so because he wants to be in the war for 100 years, so I'm putting a vote here. There was a lot of defensive voting.
Mm-hmm.
But in Illinois, as you know, it's a Democratic inclined, and there were not one Ron Paul voter in the 50 or so exit pollers that I interviewed. And this is important,
mm-hmm.
because it says no electioneering on the pylon, but there's electioneering going on inside the polls. There's electioneering going on CNN, on Fox News, on ABC. They're electioneering the whole election.
Sure.
So in what's a little guy like me or you, and we're big people, but we're comparatively little in the realm of the word getting out to 300 million people, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to do, or she, when you're up against that kind of a monstrosity, that machinery? And I saw it reflected in the people doing all sorts of defensive voting, all sorts of, because they're angry, they're upset, they're frustrated with the situation. And what's important here is that there were a lot of Ron Paul signs, vote for Ron Paul, and not a single sign for anyone else. See what I'm saying? There are people who want a better world, and who are motivated, are Ron Paul inclined. But there are 300 million people, or 280 million people, who won't buy a sign, who will not donate $50, but who are doing posture voting. You know, they go out and vote. But there was not a single sign in about a half hour, 40 minutes of driving for anybody but Ron Paul, as far as a presidential candidate. And yet, no Ron Paul voters per capita. So when they said 5% for Illinois, they're probably about right, because I interviewed 50 people. You know, this anonymous thing, they just write it on a piece of paper, throw it in a brown paper bag. Very legitimate. And another 50 walked away. I had three Ron Paul signs behind me, and they obviously didn't vote for Ron Paul. If a Ron Paul person would have seen all the signage, you know, Ron Paul voters stop here, they would have stopped. So out of 100 people, in well-to-do, upper-middle-class Illinois, zero Ron Paul voters. Very interesting.
That's interesting.
That's feet on the ground, and so it's important. So you've got this huge barrier of electioneering, of corruption, and, you know, it's a war. So you got to look
for... Well, I know that Ron Paul did not put a lot of chestnuts in Illinois for some reason. But he
Well, this Democrat land.
Yeah, well,
you
I
know,
mean,
it'd
you
be
know,
a waste
he didn't
of his
expect
time.
It to be a Republican stronghold, obviously.
Waste of his time.
Right.
But there's an Achilles heel in anything, you know. You've got the Roman Legion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus didn't go head-to-head with the Roman Legion, like, on purpose. You know that.
Yep.
Muhammad didn't go head-to-head with the pagan Quraysh on purpose. It was always the art of war going on when you had to fight for your life. And here, we're fighting for our lives. Why would people give Dr. Paul... No, this is about... Remember our friend that you had on the air the day after me said, this is about the American people. This isn't about Dr. Paul. This is about us getting a life, getting some freedom, which we've never had. You know, those of us with spirit are saying, we don't want to kill anybody. We don't want to have babies come out mutated because of our tax dollars. Get it off, you know. Get a life. Get off of our backs. And it's about us. So this is a war, and it's a fight to the finish.
Well, you know what's interesting is, you know, the smear is on heavily now, even in our local Providence Journal, which is owned by the New York Times, I mean by Belo Corporation, right next door to the Boston Globe, which is owned by the New York Times. And they did a job on Ron Paul today, first time in an editorial, and talked about Ron Paul's newsletters. And basically what they said was Texas Republican Ron Paul's I can't really read it because I don't have enough light here.
It's okay.
Basically saying that his chaotic campaign quest for the Republican presidential campaign hit another bump in the road, and that is his words, supposedly, from his old newsletters are coming back to haunt him. And, of course, they don't cite anything specifically in his newsletters, but they make the typical usual canard or claim that he was engaging in anti-Semitism, anti-black, and anti-gay rhetoric. And, of course, they don't, as I say, they don't back any of that up. But then they say conspiracy theories about black helicopters and the Trilateral Commission, that's about the spirit of Mr. Paul. And
well, that's
they
odd. It's the Trilateral Commission that's writing those words.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and that's the whole point, is they acknowledge the Trilateral Commission, and then they basically say, well, that's part of his conspiracy
theory.
Well,
I'll tell you what, the New York Times is guilty of electioneering, and so is the Boston Globe.
So there's a classic example. I'm saying the gates have been open, the floodgates of disinformation and outright lies regarding Ron Paul.
That's why it's about the people. It's the people's movement. It's not Ron Paul's movement. Paul has recognized that.
Exactly.
And
Dr.
because, you know, they have painted this man as a separationist. What about the apartheid that the New York Times is completely responsible and culpable for?
Yes.
Talk about an oxymoron. And the
particularly
Boston Globe
in Israeli-occupied territories and in Israeli-occupied states.
And South Africa, too. It was Oppenheimer, Rothschild, and the New York Timesites and Boston Globeites and the Clear Channelites that created the South American massacre for a gold and diamond monopoly. So don't talk
that
to me about...
That came out of it, yeah, the betrayal.
Don't talk to me about, you know, an isolationist or a separatist or a racist when you can 5 million people and stuff them into Belgium and, you know, America and, you know, Egypt and they can't even go back to their house.
Well, you know, last night we read, I had an open forum, and I read some of what NBC was doing in their own forum on Ron Paul. And what they would do is they would talk about how Ron Paul refused to return a $500 contribution from a, quote, white separatist.
Did they talk about McCain getting money through the Indian tribes?
No. Well, they may have, but I didn't get that
far.
They
didn't talk about it.
Because we're only interested in what they've done with Ron Paul.
They didn't talk about Hillary Clinton taking money for people that were under the Justice Department investigation for felony crimes, where Bill Clinton arranged for their felony crimes to be tossed out and the Justice Department left the creeps alone.
You know, that's the funny thing with Hillary
didn't talk
and
about
the Clinton
that.
Administration.
Two million.
Where do you begin, you know?
2 million they took from the felon. While they were under investigation by the Justice Department, Bill Clinton, criminal Clinton, excuse me, whatever he is, I don't know, he took the stuff off the guys. The guys got away. They gave him a bribe.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talked about it. So don't, you know, you've got one guy who's competent enough to run the country. That's all you got out there now. You've got an incompetent person talking about a 100-year war, which we already know what happened in Europe, the 100-year war, bankrupted everybody, so except the Rothschilds. So that makes sense, doesn't it? The 100-year war. And I'll tell you what happened after he said 100-year war. Or Arnie Schwarzenegger, right, got behind him. Who's Arnie Schwarzenegger? Sat down with Mr. Warren. What's the name of the guy? Warren something.
Mr. Buffett.
Buffett. Buffett in his helicopter, talk about Black Ops helicopters, landed on the Rothschild estate in England with Schwarzenegger. And then Schwarzenegger endorses McCain. You see? So he's the Rothschild military industrial complex candidate. It's not to cut him down. That's what he is. He's out there. But he's not competent. I don't care who he is or what he is. He's not competent to run a country. It's just, and I'm speaking to you as a business person. He's not competent.
Right.
So,
right.
But you do have one competent man. He's run his own practice. He's delivered forth. I'm not a conspiracy Ron Paul theorist, and I'm not a fanatic for Ron Paul. I'm just looking at this practically for the country, for the nation, for the republic, as our friend said so well the other night. You got a guy that can run his own business, who sends money back every year. I don't care about his newsletters. Who's the most qualified man for the job? Who will revive the economy? Who will stabilize the house prices? What are you going to do, throw him out to the dogs? Well, it's not the American people that are doing it. There's another force behind it. That's what we need to talk about.
And that force is what we're talking about tonight. All right. Stay where you are, Dr. K. Another great program tonight. Join us on Uncensored Radio Free America here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And we are back now on the program. Rick Adams with you and Dr. K and... We are talking, obviously, about the electioneering going on, both inside the media and outside in the polls, and a little of each, a little of the rigging of the elections through disinformation and smears and vilification and exclusion, but also the machinery at work here, too. And now, you know, you have California with paper ballots, you see, so we can trace those votes, Dr. K. And I think that is very interesting that the uproar in California over touchscreen voting has actually changed something.
Right. And Colorado is close to that. Really, it should all be paper. The machines have already been proven to be used for defrauding purposes. Mossad has been very active in planting computer software. That's a definite. You'll be seeing that in the book Rigged when it's done. The CIA, of course, with Robert Gates and Porter Goss and the Mossad infiltrated CIA as well. have electioneered, and they electioneered in Iraq, and they electioneered in Peru, and they electioneered in Chile, and we know about Kissinger's statements that democracy, whatever that means, is too important to leave.
Look
to
at the
mob.
People Obama brings back from obscurity, Mr. Zbigniew Brzezinski, right?
Yeah.
You know, now that tells you all you need to know about Obama's campaign.
That's it. No, he sold out before he was born.
Oh, gosh. I mean, but the thing is, Jimmy Carter, you know, he came out and admitted before he even became president that if you see Zbigniew Brzezinski as National Security Advisor and Cy Vance as Secretary of State, you'll know that I failed you, the American public. And those were those two appointments that he made rather quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So you see, know the Trilateral Commission.
Yes.
Does exist, and
yes.
We know the CFR, yes, does control
and the
governments
CFN,
of the world.
And, you know, both the CFR and the CFN are very, very much behind.
They're interrelated.
Yeah, they are.
You know,
they
it's
are.
Very clear.
Abramoff was one of the people, you know, the so-called Christian Right Council for National Policy, or CNP, excuse me, Abramoff was one of the founding fathers of that.
Right. There's an interlocking relationship.
So whenever you see this Christian rightist thing, it's not the... By God, what would Jesus do? See, this is Christian right.
Let's take a call. I know what I will do. Let me take first to Ira in New Jersey. Hello, Ira. You're on with us on the program. Ira, speak up, please. Come on, Ira.
Counting, Ira. One.
Are you there?
Two.
Manny, where's Ira? Where's Manny?
The electioneering finally got to him.
Is he there? All right, what happened to Ira? All right,
okay,
how
no
about
problem.
Byron? Byron, you're talking. Byron from Canada, hello.
Hi, you guys, again.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I'm sitting here listening, and everybody's so concerned about Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And you know, and I just keep looking back, you know, and I've been saying, I said, well, why doesn't he come out and talk about 9/11? I mean, because I still think that's where his support came from.
Yeah, it's true.
And when he came right out and they asked him here a couple debates ago, and he just flat out denied it. I mean, it was just like Peter denying Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was. I mean, as you know, I live in Canada, but I still give them a little money.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, and I've made phone calls and whatever.
Yeah, we've all done it.
And when he came right out and just flat-ass denied it.
Well, you just you hit on something. You said, like, Peter denying Jesus. What possessed Peter to do that to Jesus? You remember?
Was he afraid?
It was it was fear, and Jesus understood that fear. And let me tell you, Ron Paul has a lot to be fearful of, though he's a man of principle. He knows who's in control and what's in control.
Byron, here's another thing. You know, you bring up a good point, and Rick's correct that there are issues. But here's another thing. If I was on that debate, and somebody, I might have handled a little different. You might have handled a little different. Maybe Dr. Paul would handle a little different tomorrow. But if somebody was said, do you think that this was a government inside job? I would have had to say, uh-uh, I don't think so. And because if they would have said, do you think that it was a Mossad foreign entity? I would have had to say, yeah, I do think so, regardless.
Why didn't he say that? All he would have had to do, just throw a little bone out. That's all he would have had to do was just throw a little bone. Today, the guy that runs this campaign was on Alex Jones, and they were talking about third party, and he, he doesn't want to go that way. Why in the heck, after his tonight's showing, and he's had more money than Huckabee has had.
Yeah, that's true.
Why should anybody put any more money into his coffers?
No, it's true. It's true. Actually, Byron, it's very true that when there wasn't a way to handle 9/11, like, hey, you know, there is a problem here, it needs to be investigated, that blew the bottom out of a lot of his campaign. It's true.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I'll tell you something else. He's got people in there. I'll give you an example. There was something he said in one debate. He said, you know, about cutting aid off to any foreign government, which I agree with.
Yeah.
And then to make it sound like, you know, he wasn't against Israel, he says, well, you know, it would help Israel because we would cut off three times as much aid to the Arabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like
and that's
for him
actually
to say
not true. Actually, it's not true because the amount of aid that goes to Egypt, first of all, Egypt is an espionage operative for both the Mossad and the CIA. But It's very difficult situation because they've already cut him out of the media even without saying those things.
All right, Byron, we have to move. We have a lot of calls, but you made the point. Thank you.
Well, just a couple more things.
We don't have much time,
Byron.
We'll
next
hold
time,
you
I'll
over
get on
if
again,
you want.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Now, and hey, let me take this moment to remind you, a longtime sponsor of RBN is Herbal Healer Academy. It's providing a free catalog now to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, information, newsletters, and info on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. let them know you're from RBN. We're back now with Dr. K analyzing the Ron Paul campaign and some critiquing of the campaign. Certainly, you know, I'm no big fan of the idea that we should kowtow to the media, and I think Ron Paul has tried that strategy, and he's used it actually very successfully. But I agree with you, Dr. K. In my particular case, I would not give some of the answers that Ron Paul has given. And again, I don't blame Ron Paul. I blame the media moguls.
Yeah, no,
they're trying to corner him, and the fact that they themselves have abandoned any journalistic integrity
by asking such questions. He makes an effort to bring out the economy, the war, the Federal Reserve, but they're going to corner you on things like how tough are you on the Mexicans and how tough are you on the Islamists? This kind of stuff, and it's one of those situations where we got to look at the whole picture. You've got a flip flopper, they say, that's a CFR and a CNP. Mitt Romney, who's a CNP lecturer, so then you've got a massive warmonger and an Israeli apologist with McCain. You've got an actual gay person. And feminists, I'm sorry, but that's Ms. Clinton. You got to take a look at that because you know that's what happened to the Frist, and you know what happened to Feeney. How they're compromised. It's a national security thing when you can compromise.
Well, it goes to point out just how powerful this beast system of revelation that is emerging in the world today. How powerful it will be when it reaches that point when no one will believe anything that we say, because they will be so enamored by the one-world system of Antichrist. This satanic system will engulf the very planet, my friend.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us that.
And it's a national security thing. If you've got photographs of a woman with a woman or a man with a man, and they don't want that known, it's a big problem. And then you have the cocaine addict, who's a CFR APAC. And so those are on the one side. And I don't care. I'm not biased towards Paul or anybody. I'm biased towards the American people that want to make change, and even the ones that don't want to make change. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, I think those delegates that are going to the convention are going to make for one big campaign against some of these people like McCain in particular. And he's garnered an incredible amount of delegates, Ron Paul. And there's going to be some switching and fighting.
Yeah, there will be. And you got to go with the best person, the person that's the most competent.
Absolutely.
Now, yes, it's true that all of them have lied. I mean, they're all talking about the 19 terrorists that came to get us. It's true. The deepest lies are being told by Mrs. Clinton and by, to some degree, Mr. Romney, and of course McCain talking about this Islamist threat. Here I have in front of me, in contrast, proof that that the Zionists were going to blow up Beatrice Pardis's building and kill her, to kill the head of the Mexican Congress. I have this from the Defense Department of Mexico. Mm-hmm. We can all put in Mossad and Mexican Congress. That's what we do. We just put it in Google. Mossad, / Mexican Congress, and you can hear the interview with journalist Hector Carrion. But here's the challenge, people. They were going to blow up the Mexican Congress to create World War III, but they were caught by alert unionists, sugar unionists. But the Secretary of State of Mexico is a Mossad agent, so they were let go, you know.
So did we have the equivalent in the Attorney General John Ashcroft in Washington, and then we saw Mr. Chertoff, who is a certified traitor. I mean, a double agent, if there ever was one, and he's at the very apex of this organization called Homeland Security.
It has no basis. He's a double passport guy.
He should be in jail.
Absolutely.
My gosh,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's a criminal.
And
this
he's responsible
guy
for
is an
killing
agent
the innocent
of the government of Israel.
Oh, definitely.
And I mean, he's he's a result of AIPAC and the ADL, all of the hate groups out there that have been creating this campaign of terror against the so-called Islamo-fascists
and against the globe. And here it is: the terrorist Salvador Gerson Schmeck, age 34, in Sar Ben Zvi. At 27, one of them was a Mossad colonel, was in the military. This is the Mexican Department of Justice.
Right.
This is no conspiracy. captured them with the grenades and the timers and the dynamite and the Glock automatics, and they let them go.
Well, let's get back to the Ron Paul campaign. We've got a bunch of callers, and we don't have enough time to spend too much with each. So let me just go right down the line. Quickly make your points, ladies and gentlemen. Ernie from Virginia, first up. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. I wanted to bring up the point all afternoon. All I heard was on radio and TV that Mike Huckabee won the first contest declared on Super Tuesday, picking up all 18 national delegates awarded at West Virginia State GOP convention. CNN showed Ron Paul with zero votes in the canvass, and as you know, I'm from Virginia, and I thought Ron Paul would do better than zero votes, and then I hear you say he got three delegates.
Three delegates. That's what the Ron Paul campaign is saying itself.
Yep. Right. And so I went to the website, ronpaul2008.com, and it's showing he got three delegates, and an agreement first reported by West Virginia television station, WSAZ. The three Ron Paul delegates were secured through an agreement with the Mike Huckabee campaign. Yep. There's no mention of
that. We are being lied to such an extent.
Yeah, there's electioneering going on.
Let
me tell you something. I was on Tom Roten's show, and Tom Roten's got the biggest Clear Channel listened to in West Virginia. He's the biggest listened to guy. He said, look, I'm pushing all of my listeners to Ron Paul. He's been doing it for 3 months. At first he was talking Huckabee. He switched about 90 days ago to Ron Paul. He interviewed me on that station. I talked about his health campaign. There's just been way too much interest in West Virginia. So, I mean, probably without the electioneering, he probably would have gotten six or eight of those delegates.
Mm-hmm. But, absolutely.
You know?
And to hear, even on the Rush Limbaugh show, he was talking about McCain and Huckabee doing a deal to offset Romney's edge. And to make certain he was defeated. No mention of Ron Paul now. It was all about McCain doing the deal with Huckabee.
Right. Now, here's the deal. People are alert, you're exactly right, to the Diebold machines now. So they switched the tactics to electioneering through the media by crushing, by creating this, he can't win anyway, even if his ideas are good. And see, if you're going to vote for the Super Bowl, if you're going to put $50 on, you're going to put $50 on the loser?
Right.
So the vote's important to people. They're going to put it to try to make a winner. And
exactly.
This is the tactic. This is the modern, sophisticated, corrupt Rothschild, Rockefeller, Oppenheimer, Amundsen. This is what they're doing. They're using very intelligent technique of psychology. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing that, but also look at the voting patterns in the country. Look at the consistent low voting percentages for Ron Paul in the Deep South. Alabama, 3%. Georgia, 3%. It's a clear pattern of manipulation. He might get 15% in Minnesota or North Dakota.
That's right.
And you'll see it. It's consistent. And don't forget the New Hampshire recount. And when the paper ballot showed he was winning some 15%
districts. 15% at least, yeah. Now, here's another thing, very important. They do electioneering in the South a lot, and with the African-American people and the poor people, they will whip them down. They use special techniques there. Also, they're doing electioneering in the polling booth, discouraging people to go to Dr. Paul. It's a systematic effort.
Exactly.
There was a report from New York where they kept pushing the Diebold machine, and they kept coming up with the wrong candidate, and the Ron Paul person said, I want to vote, and they gave him a ballot, and the ballot said there's only two people to vote for, Romney and McCain. That happened. I've got the report in front of me from a person that went to the in Brooklyn. This is so complicated that we have to look for the technique that will wake our country up. And there's a third technique. It's Islamist terror. This technique is quite effective, and that's causing people to still vote for Romney and McCain. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. K. Enjoy the show and. Keep up the good work, but I hope Ron Paul will seize on this moment and make an issue out of this tomorrow.
He needs to get some new people in that campaign. There's too many of these dancy pantsies. And I mean, you know, this is a war. You know, they've got to get rid of dancy pantsies, get some strong people, and start telling the media that, hey, Louisiana was a joke. New Hampshire, we obviously got 15%. You need to know this, that this is a, you know, we're going to fight this.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ernie, thanks. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Rick.
And I hope you call more often again. All right, thank you. Don Nikoloff, Ohio, is next. Hello, Don.
And Dr. K, how are you?
Doing great.
First of all, I appreciate all the information. You know, to me, it seems a simple thing to give us a receipt for our votes cast. You go buy a bag of potato chips, chewing gum, a candy bar, you get a receipt at the grocery store.
Slightly. How about your ATM machine made by Diebold?
Yes, exactly. And that would be one solution to proving who you voted for.
Yeah, to get let's get the doubt out of the air.
Okay, that's one one point I wanted to make. And I wanted to draw attention to the fact that Peter Paul is involved in a civil suit against Hillary Clinton for an undisclosed $1.2 million contribution to her 2000 senatorial campaign, which was really a way to recruit Bill Clinton to front his media company.
Wow.
And I spoke to him recently about this. In fact, I'm going to be doing a series of stories on this.
Uh-huh.
But the criminal case was thrown out of court on the basis of her saying, well, if this really happened, I would know about it. The president would have told me that he was recruited by Mr. Paul, not Ron Paul. We're speaking about Peter Paul.
Peter Paul, right.
And that since he didn't tell me, I don't remember ever hearing it. Therefore, it didn't happen. And the judge threw the case out on that basis.
Yep. See, this is the problem, is that the judiciary is corrupt. We know that the Supreme Court did a high crimes when they took Gore's election and gave it to Bush by not allowing the recount.
Yes.
So they're in on it. But, you know, Mr. Paul is doing a great job. He's a very sincere guy. He said, you know what, this is wrong. I saw his stuff on YouTube. Everybody should look him up. What's his first name again?
Peter.
Peter Paul, semicolon Hillary Clinton. Won't it come up on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, you could go to his website, which is hillcap.org.
Okay.
And he put
all his money and effort behind them, and then they did that. You know?
Yes. Yes, he was basically doing this to get Bill Clinton just as a PR person to front his media company, which he formed with Stan Lee.
Yeah.
He took $500,000 of investment capital and grew it into a $300 million corporation in a very short period of time.
Hmm.
And that was without Clinton's help. As soon as this anomaly was discovered, they started disavowing any knowledge of Peter Paul, yet Peter Paul has her on videotape, lengthy videotape, speaking about her knowledge, her foreknowledge, her participation in accepting this $1.2 million.
Crime, if we make a $10,000 donation to an ad and you don't report it to the FEC, they could put the cuffs on you.
Sure, and they're aiding and abetting her. Now, we know the Bilderbergers picked her. This came out
definitely
after the last Bilderberger meeting.
And now we know that Schwarzenegger endorsement is proof that they would prefer McCain.
Well, now there's an issue with McCain, and that's that he was not born in this country, and it doesn't matter if his father was in the military at the time in Panama or not. He was not born in the country, and the law says that you can't run for president if you were not born in the country.
Yeah, that's going to implode at any time then.
Yes, and there are other anomalies about his being cavorted around Vietnam with a Vietnamese general, put in a private apartment, and serviced with two prostitutes.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And let's not forget, he's got to give the money back to those tribes. He took about $10,000 from the tribes.
Yes.
And there's a column by Brian Jordan circulating. It was in the same edition of the Providence Journal. I read the editorial from tonight. And that's about demanding answers on the USS Liberty attack, of all things.
Yeah, no, he covered it up, him and his old man.
And here's McCain's father.
His father, yes, that's correct.
So I think that's interesting. The timing of all of this is
really
interesting.
You're a great addition to this, and I look forward to your articles.
Thank you.
Yes,
and,
Don,
you know,
Don does
I've been
a great
trying
job.
To get in touch with you, and I'm going to do this through Rick off the air sometime.
Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like
we'll
to get you on
touch.
My show.
Okay.
Excellent,
no problem.
Don. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
all right.
Rick, and you too, Dr. K.
Thank you, Beth.
Hey, let's take a quick call from Henry from Connecticut now. Henry, you voted today, right?
Hi.
Okay, hi, Dr.
You voted today, Henry, for Hillary.
Yes, I did. Luckily enough, unfortunately, even though the car was in the shop, I had a neighbor who, he gave me a lift there, and I called him earlier because I asked him if he's going to vote in primary. He said yes. Well, anyway, he did like last minute. Well, an hour when we got there. We got there like about an hour before they closed. They closed at 8 o'clock. We got there like 7:02. And there was a line all the way at the door. Not outside, but at the door. As soon as you open the door to get in, and that's not the main door. You got to go through like this lobby area, and then kind of go into the gymnasium where the stuff is. There was a line from all the way in the gymnasium all the way to the door in the outside exit, you know, entrance. And I never seen such a line in my life for a primary. But then again, because I'm not enrolled. This is the first time I'm enrolled in a party, in any party. The first time I've been in a primary, at a primary. Well, anyway, there's very few Republican now.
It
was, because a lady came along and asked, any Republicans online, you know, come over here, because there's a few. But I don't know what it was earlier, see, because like me, if I had it my way, I would vote at like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We came very late, but it was still packed. That's still a pretty big line.
Yeah, I don't notice,
And, I would say this, I talked to somebody on a college radio station tonight, up in, I think, Meriden, Connecticut. They're still using the lever voting machines, you know, the machines and locking and swinging the lever back and forth. They're still using that.
Sure.
But I have paper ballot. It was a paper ballot. I didn't get a receipt.
Do you have a copy of it or not?
That's the thing.
Okay.
I said I told the lady, after I filled it out, I filled everything properly, and I did vote for Ron Paul. It was F1.
Okay.
Right. They said it was no. When I put it through the machine, it sucked the thing in. But there was no receipt.
I'll address it. We got to go on to the next
we'll be
one,
right
but
back.
I'll
Thank
it.
You. Okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. K and Rick Adams on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right. Anyway, they're saying in Utah, Dr. Paul came in third place. That's what they're saying, behind McCain and Romney, of course, with 88% of the vote. Dr. K, we do have another caller on the line, but finish up on what Henry was saying. Go ahead.
Well, for the rest of the primaries, everybody should have a notarized receipt for themselves to and have the election person sign it, which you can get from peoplespresident.net. It's very simple. That's not a big website, so you print off the notary form. You can get it from ronpaulforpresident2008.com or peoplespresident.net. you make up your own receipt. That's the best thing you can do. Excuse me. So you make up your own receipt. Another option is that you can ask if there's a photocopy machine around and you want a copy of the ballot. I'm going to go grab some water while you get the call on the phone.
All right. Okay, let's bring up Roger right now. We don't have much time, but Roger from Pennsylvania is on the line right now. Hello, Roger.
Thanks. Thanks, Rick. Long time asking. I'm hoping to carve off maybe 2 or 3 minutes here. Yeah. Now, your supposedly appreciative listeners are not even trying to exercise their huge power to I'm going to give a quick worst case scenario of maybe the worst station in the whole USA, that being WABC in New York, screened in triple filters. Now, in the last 3 months, I've only gotten on there maybe 7 or 8 times with brutally incisive, powerful plugs for Ron Paul, network syndication, etc. Now, how is it that I managed to do that as I haven't hardly even been trying? I'd much rather be here singing to the choir and all that and collecting this valuable information than I am. But, and it's very important to get out there on the hustings and pamphlets here, et cetera, for Paul. Now, I'm ashamed to say I'm not that ambitious. So while washing my dishes, I'm only able to reach 10,000 to over 1 million at a time on, and this isn't about WABC or about me. This is about every station USA using Queer Channel's own media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no reason we can't, say, triple the syndication of the shows here in every couple of months on these Christian... and I do this simultaneously exposing the intellectual and constitutional bankruptcy using phrases like this. Somehow it even makes these show hosts go silent. How is it that the rarest of species here on talk radio is that of the strict constructionist or true conservative? And people do not, even if you believe it, do not use liberal paradigm lines. Use their own terminology to expose their bankruptcy. God bless y'all.
All right. Thanks for the final word.
No,
listen,
he's right. We aren't using our power to get on all the talk radio shows and say, you know what, in a very calm, and have your little crib sheets, and say, I understand there's interest here, but let's take a look at this. Let's have fair time. You say you're fair and balanced, right? Use a question, like he said. Use a question. You say you're fair and balanced, but close the question, right? So, you know, wouldn't it be fair to at least let me talk? And then say, you know, we got a problem with our economy. We got a problem with the war, you know, and they're talking about more war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got one person here that, make a plan. That
indeed.
Would be helpful.
And when is the plan going to take effect that we're going to have you back again? Are you
well, we're going to have to, I think.
Well, you've got to come back more often.
Because we have to talk about the unelectability thing
right.
And how to conquer that.
Hey, we'll discuss it. Email me. We'll see when we're going to have you back again.
Okay.
Because time is short, and people think you have a lot of good points.
Well, it's all about...
Dr. K, you're in demand here.
Well, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, we're out of time. All right, but we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night. Wednesday night to do another interesting program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Continue to support RBN. Now you know why. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams. See you then. Good night. God bless.